Welcome to the Core Women Podcast, the place for women entrepreneurs, authors, and self-starters looking to build community and gain valuable insights through expert interviews with women at the top of their game. Join your host, podcaster, producer, expert coach, entrepreneur, and author, Dr. Summer Watson, as she aims to inspire and empower you through these candid conversations. Lean in and embrace the journey. It's time to start the show. Here's your host, Dr. Summer Watson.
Today on the show, I would like to welcome Noelle Naima, who is the co-founder and CEO of Heartagy, a heart strategy coach and consultant. Her business is about cultivating and drawing from strategies from the heart for life and business. She is Brazilian-born and embodies a unique blend of holistics and life coaching skills infused with a daring lush of non-linear multitude. She is a vibrational recalibration channel, and I'm so excited to be here with you, Noelle. So let's dive right into this heart-centered conversation, and welcome.
Thank you so much, dear Summer, and thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. So as we begin this conversation, if you could describe your journey in one word, what would that word be and why?
It would be transformation.
Tell us why that word and why it's so meaningful to you.
Because we attached lots to security and we have been taught from childhood on, we should serve security, found security, and grow into security, form a family into security. And at the moment, you just grow in life adventure. I have the feeling when I look behind, it is a certain security that we find inside, but it is not like the security, as we know, the meaning of the word security. Transformation is the only constant. And I have the feeling of have been living many lives in one life.
I like what you said there. Transformation is something that we can count on because it's constant.
Exactly. Even if we fight against transformation, we want the things in life and job and our love life to be as it is. And when transformation comes, sometimes we are so attached to idea or something we got from the outside, from our parents, from cultural backgrounds, religions backgrounds, or from the job dream. We form some forms outside. And so we just go away of our essence to serve life. And maybe somehow one day, through transformations, we come back to this essence. And I hope for everyone that is seeing us or listening to us, that's going to be harmonious.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your background and how your passion, purpose, and impact developed around what you have curated for your life over time.
I'm Brazilian born, Southern Brazil. And Southern Brazil is very different to Northern Brazil. I think you live as well in a big country, somewhere you can follow.
Yes.
And it is like, we always speak Portuguese in Brazil, but it's like different countries inside one country. And cultural background, I grew up in a very strong religious background.
Okay.
And so they sent me to a private school from a different religion, to the Adventist of the Seventh Day. And that gave me a very deep insight inside the Bible.
Okay. And so what type of insight, how did that evolve for you?
That was very interesting because I was very young. And at the time, I was just asking around, where were the voices from women inside the holy books? Why were women not talking? They were there. I read their names. So why they're not talking? And many questionings with my religion teachers. Some love me, others hate me because I was questioning not the right questions. But I knew that was the right question for me. As my family is a special family. Nowadays, I know this. As a child, you want to be normal. And my family was everything else than normal because they were mediums. So they received the trans kiss inside this surrendering to faith. and feeling this touch of energy of God. And I have an uncle, he would pray in Aramaic, and that the sister of my mother, she would just fall hours long speaking in Hebrew. So we never learned those languages.
Oh, wow.
They were just feeling the kiss of the Holy Spirit, as they would call, in that kind of trance. And I saw so many things happening inside the church, you know, like someone that feels haunted. And so they are pulled out of the church and you see nothing. But I could see things that no one saw. So I thought that was just normal for everyone to see or sense presences. I don't see the disease, for example. I know I have some friends, they see the disease. I don't see disease. I see different kind of energies, and I don't see it all the time. So sometimes when I look around and I see someone, I see their lights, or if they are brightly speaking, they are emanating like a sunlight, or if they feel depressed, there is something dark around them, or if they are sick, there is something dark in the body. And sometimes I see, sometimes I don't see it. I learned with the time just to close the umbrella to all those feelings. And I try to be normal long years. And so I leave Brazil, lived in Bali, came back. I learned to be a naturopath in academic degree with the specializations in TCM, traditional homeopathy and energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
And from there on, I just went on researching. I was very interested to know what science has to say about it. And so I became a yoga teacher after, a yoga acharya, a yoga medical therapist, Ayurveda medicine practitioner, like 20 years learning at first how to find my essence and leading by example, losing myself, finding myself, that whatever the name we are using. I moved after from Brazil to Germany, and after to Spain, and then back to Germany. I fell in love. I felt out of love. We have a kid, Zoe, product as well from a miracle or from Ayurveda, whatever you want to say, because I couldn't have kids, and she's here.
Wow.
That we can be maybe wrong in all of this. I am a researcher. I study aromatherapy, radiesthesy, sound technology, and so on. I wanted to know what we can make with the voice, because after air, how can we reach a human being with our voice? We cannot touch everyone, but we can talk with everyone. I was very curious, interested in how can I help myself, and in helping myself, how to help others.
And it sounds like from very early on in your journey, you were questioning, why don't women have a voice, even in the Bible? You said they're present. We're present. Here we are in this world.
Yes.
How do we find our voice? How do we develop that voice? So tell me more. I mean, you were wanting to have your voice heard, to develop that voice. Today, where are you at with that? Because it seems like this was a theme throughout your journey.
Yes, it's unveiling a silver line behind of it. Because if you grew in very strong religious background, in the religion, my family was inside, part of them is still inside from mother's side. It's very strange to women. We are the cause of all sins, you know. And I was really like feeling and sensing and seeing energies in the church. I was 4 or 5. I could read because I was bored at the services. And my mom is a teacher, so I was just paying attention what she was explaining sometimes. So I just taught myself how to read, because I was reading books, and I could see the energies moving around and sensing the energy of God. You can give the name whatever you want. Let's just say God, but God as a benevolent energy, and that loved me too, a woman. So I know that something was strange in the way, in the pathway of telling the story. I was like a little detective searching for the voice of the woman. And so I grew searching this voice in myself. It wasn't easy to come out of my environment in the periphery of a big town. All my family is still there, as for me and my mom. And there is not an evolution coming abroad. It is just, in my case, it was the insane desire to see if in somewhere else, as a woman, you have a voice. Mm-hmm. You can have a voice as different in the environment I grew up. And so I made it was a time that I was giving teachings in Brazil, in my country, online until 2018-19. And we developed a program for all about self-love. And because I was seeing around all these years in yoga and Ayurveda, if you're not in India, you go to a yoga course. What do you have around you? Summer, you have just men around you?
I've raised in a way that I had a voice. So my mom said, you have a voice. You use your voice. You nurture yourself. You figure out your way. You figure your way out through the world.
Amazing mother. Amazing mother you had.
I did. I had an amazing mother, and she was not raised that way. She wasn't raised to have her own voice, and her value was that she would be married and that she would be taken care of and that she would take care of somebody else and have children. That was the values that were placed upon her. So she said, I'm going to raise my daughter differently. So when you talk about having a passion and a purpose, to me, it really sounds like having that voice and going through transition, and transition being everlasting. We continuously go through transition. So one of the things you did touch on was your child and having children. And part of having children and throughout history are the influences that we have on us, cultural, legal, all these different things. So let's talk about, as women, our voice in having children and the influences around that.
Yes. So I found my voice in these different lives I transit in these transformations. And I realized that with the power of voice, with your voice, you can nourish a nation, someone, and your inside, and you can destroy your inside, someone, or a nation. So it's a very powerful voice. And I always wanted to have a voice that is nourishing. Even if I can help out sometimes in my own thoughts, unconscious, or things that come from the past. No one can do this. I can save you, construct energy, surround you that will save you from many things that come from the outside, but I can't save you from your own insides. And at the time, my mom received the same education that your mother. She married very young and got two children and then got to learn my father. They got apart. And having a voice for me was very clear from the beginning. As a woman, I want to have a different life than my mom had. And she prepared me to lead this different life. And when I start leading other women to find their own voice, the quest of finding our own voice is self-love. Because it doesn't matter from where you come, if you have no money or lots of money, if you find your voice means that you are giving the value you really deserve at first for yourself, because it is me, myself, and I, solo ride until I die, because I have me for life. Doesn't matter how many guys are coming around, we have ourselves. And so just answering your question, just laser point, the quest of finding our voice and going in all these different phases of life is self-love. And physically seeing, many of us nowadays, we couldn't bear children. And that is so strange, because think about our grandmothers. They have a bunch of kids, like 14, 15. They were just pregnant all the time. Yeah. What happened with us? Then we can't have children. We are a different generation, influenced by lots of chemicals. We have a different mindset. We had different levels of stress, but we have a choice. We can have kids, but we don't have to. And some will get on the end 30s, feeling the biological clock ticking inside like a bomb. And the first question I make to all my friends is, do you really need to have kids because they are something wonderful and you have to compromise for life because it is a love, unconditional love. There is no kind of love I could compare. No money I paid in this world for any teacher training in yoga, Ayurveda, or energies could teach me everything that my daughter teaches me every day. Unconditional love. She's my great master.
Yeah.
And Zoe just could be possible through the combination of Ayurveda cure, like a cleanse that I made because I was really stressed out. And then after this cleanse, I was months long teaching in Spain, in Mallorca, pregnancy yoga. So I was repeating phrases like with my voice, with a sweet voice, you are a vessel of life. Just massage your belly now and welcome your baby. Welcome this life. Welcome this light to the world. Welcome your courage to bring life, to be someone that will nourish life, that believes and have a faith that is so big in life that you are bringing a child to the world. And so I was months long speaking about this, and Pat, one day I just felt really sick in teaching a yoga class and pregnant. I was pregnant. I was dumbfounded at the moment.
Wow.
I never will forget this moment. And so I love this strong heart I saw and in my belly from the first moment. It was my fourth pregnancy, the three first ones very young. I didn't got to carry on. It didn't work.
Right.
And now I was 36. The doctor could have told me everything, I would believe him, but not that I was pregnant. I was so surprised. And so Zoe is there. She is a byproduct of love, of course, but not a byproduct. But I want to say is, I have so many customers, so plenty of them, completely stressed out, trying artificial insemination, expending lots of money, forcing life to come to them. When sometimes when you relax and just don't think about it anymore, maybe if it's part of your mission in this life, life will come to you. And if it's not, why not? Minimum in this round, you're not a mother, but you have been a mother for 200 times for 14 kids, 10 kids, 8 kids. And even in this world, same time as us, there are some women outside, they have 10 kids, 12 kids. They don't have access to anticonception. They are not the owners of their own. And so if you have the chance in this moment to make a choice and not suffer for this choice, what would it be? It's so easy to give unconditional love to someone else or to follow the script you have for life. But if it's not working, you feel failure. And then you attach to it. I have some friends that got pregnant 3-4 times in vitro, and it is so aggressive, the hormones in the body. And then after, full of pain, to come back to a life that is broken. They expend so everything they saved, all their savings, because she needed to be a mother. It was a part of her mission to be a mother. I sense violence in this. It is not harmonious. I know we are taught to not give up of our dreams, but it must be a balance in these dreams. You have many dreams, not only the dream of a child. And believe me, when you became a mother, and you can be a mother for dogs, for cats, for your community, for yourself, it doesn't mean that it gets you free from the job of finding your essence and be a mother for yourself and find self-love. Self-love is not just buying yourself flowers, but is a comprehensive pathway how to be okay when you close your eyes at the end of the day and you can sustain more contentment inside yourself than anything else. And if it's not like this, you are running from yourself, and this may reflect in the future in Well, even at psychosomatic effects, it can reflect in illnesses and dis-ease because you're not at ease. And so that is about motherhood. And I feel really blessed that Zoe is here. And she just turned my life upside down. And I can understand why we seek this kind of love. But if I wouldn't be so ready to love myself when she arrived, I think we expend many lives searching to serve someone or something else as to serve the essence inside us.
Yeah, I love that. It's so important that we develop and nurture ourselves. And I also gathered from what you were talking about that having, especially with some fertility issues that people confront, having the choice to try and have children with fertility support, that it can be a traumatic event. A lot of times we need to really consider, in what way do we want to nurture ourselves, and in what way do we want to be moms? Do we want to be nurturers? Because there's so many different ways. It doesn't just mean that we have to do that by having biological children.
Exactly.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that does lead me to my next question, which is Partigy. It is a company that you have, I believe, co-created. The mission of this business is that when a person, quote, strengthens the synergistic relationship between body, mind, and soul, it gives way for allowing for full coherence and fulfillment to emerge from our choices in life. So it really brings in that balance. In what various ways do you work with people to help support this very process?
That is very individual. We tailor processes for every single individual. And the question of our times, we are talking here about mental imbalances that were still taboo until Corona came. I sense that after Corona, we spend lots of time home. And so we are more open to talk about mental health. So I'm talking directly about burnout and whatever it takes to come back, if there is a way back. Some of our customers are, because we are not therapists. So I am a therapist, but the group that works at Heartagy, and Heartagy, we created together, me and Michaela Bruneman. So the both of us, we are co-founders together. And we have a group of coaches, a roster of coaches and therapists. And so we work together, because it depends on what someone needs to come further. If you come to us, Heartagy means heart strategies. What is your heart strategy now? Some will need at first to learn what is being expressed in this burnout that I didn't listen until it was too late. So I needed clinical support. We work with a supportive and comprehensive systematic medicine method. And that means you have to have your own doctors and things, because just thinking that we offer natural support doesn't cut the work together with allopathy. I love allopathy. I'm a naturopath. So I had to learn classical medicine, and I learned how to respect it. So that if you broken arm, you have a broken arm, or if you need an operation, a surgery. So every single medicine has its place. Right?
Yeah.
So nothing is just white or black. And what we need at this moment is then touching ground. So when an individual comes to receive heart strategies with me, we will figure out together the first three sessions, where you are, where you want to go, and what is the state of your dreams, because your dreams will bring your heart to beat stronger with passion. And where passion is, there is a fire. Where is fire? There is digestion fire. So we can digest whatever it is in this moment when we decide to do it. And so we trace a pathway from E to B, and in small steps, stabilizing, we use energy work to the vibrational recalibrations. Everything comes from energy and emerges. So it is a combination We need the energy work and the meridian. So you can go to acupuncture at the same time, because we're aiming the same in energy, but not just for a blockade that you can't move your shoulder.
Right.
We care about blockades like, I can't come further. I keep repeating the same patterns in relationships, in my job, in relationships inside my job, living incivility, provoking incivility, or feeling too small in myself. I am a people pleaser, or I'm a high achiever. I got sick exactly in this pathway, and I attract always the same situation, different persons, different phase in life. So we tailor it, starting with classic coaching, and giving space for this person to pick some tools we have to offer. It feels aligned. So it's one price, one pack, and we tailor as we need in this moment. Very successful in combination with vibrational recalibration or a Reiki modality that we have someone in Brazil doing for us. She cleans all the aura of the customers. You think you don't have something hanging around you? Well, you have.
Right.
And so it goes.
Yes. I mean, there's so many modalities that we can really use to support people in their process. I think that you found yours and you've created something really special here to help people really create the pathways to, as you said, those vibrational circumstances, situations, those pathways. Let me ask you, as we really wrap up this conversation, because we've talked about so much, we've talked about finding a voice, how you've done that. We've talked about conditioning. We've talked about fertility. We've talked about so many things. And this is in alignment with coaching, because when you are a coach, as a human, we come with so much, so many variables into a space of coaching, into a space of counseling. And as humans, we're going to dump that. We're going to say, we need help, we need whatever that is. And from your perspective, you're really coming from, let's create a pathway for those frequencies, for that vibration that really works for you. And that can be a very diverse modality or tools that you bring into that session and really help support those people in finding that strength, finding that synergy, finding that balance between body, mind, soul, spirit. So my last question is, if you were to leave the listeners with one tip to strengthen their synergistic relationship between body, mind, soul, spirit, what would that be?
To learn how to clean the synergetic answer of the body. To listen again to yes or no. Because when you know, when your soul, when your body and everything in you says yes, when you learn again how to feel this, it's the same how to learn how to feel hungry again. Many of us, we went in crazy diets and we forgot how to feel hungry. In Ayurveda medicine, we work on it. So let's learn at first how to feel hungry. That you learn how to trust the little voice that was hidden, but doing right, doing this, doing that. And no, it's very important as well to feel how it feels. No. If you know how it feels, yes, that is a so yes. And how it is a no, you're good. You are in your pathway to self-love.
Well, thank you, Noelle, for joining me on the Core Women podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me, dear Summer. It was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You can connect with Noelle Naima at LinkedIn and Heartedgy.com and on most social media platforms.
Thank you for joining us on the Core Women Podcast with Dr. Summer Watson. We're so glad you're here and would love to connect more with you. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Core Women and on Twitter at Core Women One. For more about Core Women and Dr. Watson, visit corewomen.com. Want more support and resources for amazing women like you? Great! Join Dr. Watson and Jen Fontanilla at the Life, Love, and Money Collective, a Core Women production that aids in understanding the key traits that might be getting in the way of living a life that you are absolutely passionate about. Connect with Summer and Jen and find out more at thelifeloveandmoney.com.